This is RJ Curcio from Curcio Law Offices. We are the proud sponsors of the Waddle & Sylvie podcast. Curcio Law is a millennial-led personal injury law firm. We are here to assist the seriously injured in need of an attorney. Call Curcio Law at 312-321-1111 for your free case consultation today. And now, enjoy Waddle & Sylvie.
Well, thanks for listening and calling and participating in the show today. A lot of great interaction with the callers. Everybody's excited about Taylor Swift. Even if you're not going, it's the talk of the town. It's better than talking about our baseball teams that are combined 19 games below 500. Really, I mean, let's face it, the hotels are all sold out because it's Sox Tigers on the south side of the street. Who doesn't want to check out Sox and Tigers? Thanks to Sean Graney and Charlie Bevins for producing today's show. Congrats to Ben Thompson. He wins our Dad Fails contest for the day. You can win next week, $200 gift card to Omaha Steaks. And you can buy your own gift package for Dad for Father's Day, omahasteaks.com right now. Save $30 when you use the promo code ESPN at checkout. Minimum purchase may be required. He said he was playing dodgeball with his daughter, his three-year-old daughter on his trampoline last night. And, yeah, she took one right in the face. That never... Well, listen, you start playing dodgeball. That's a dad... In the face! That's a dad fail. So Ben is our winner for today. And, again, you have a chance every day next week.
Carm, not only is it illegal to throw a dodgeball at your daughter's face, you're on the neck breaker, the trampoline.
Well,
affectionately known as the neck breaker.
They all have sides
these days.
Get
off that.
They all have sides these days.
I know, but still.
It's still a neck breaker.
Yeah. I mean, like,
well,
listen.
How is it with the sides? What do you mean?
Well, if you're doing a flip and you land on your neck, that's a neck breaker.
Yeah. It's like we call motorcycles organ donors, you know? I mean, like, you got to be careful out there.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
Well, I don't think it's quite as dangerous as that. I mean, when we were kids, certainly, it was...
Sylvie just looked at me like...
When we were kids, we were putting pennies on the damn train tracks.
Yes, we were.
For fun. Either, Peg.
I know.
No, we did stupid things. And the idea that we used to jump on trampolines with no sides is...
I know.
It's crazy to think about today.
Yeah.
Peggy, you're right, because... our backyard, it was our backyard, and then beyond our backyard were the train tracks where freight trains ran.
Yeah.
And we, like, that was our playground.
Yes,
like we had Emerson Park 2-3 blocks away that we'd go down and we'd play fast pitch and we'd play basketball. But, you know, we'd go down to the field by the train tracks and we'd collect tadpoles and we'd put coins on the train tracks.
Unbelievable.
And we'd collect coal from the coal from the train that would spill over.
That
explains
a lot.
It was like on out of Standby Me. I mean, this is like the adventures of like kids from Skokie back in the day.
Totally.
Is it odd for me to think that the one thing I want to know is how long did you keep the tadpoles? Like how long?
Oh, until they
grow into frogs?
Absolutely. Okay. We would get the
I love it.
We would get like the Tupperware, like not real Tupperware, but like the
put a 400 in there and see if they could all survive together.
We would get like the little plastic thing. We'd fill it with water.
It was the old margarine tubs.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
But the clear ones so we could see them.
Yes.
Wow, that's a lot of margarine.
That's
and then
great.
And then they would swim and then they would eventually grow legs and then they would start hopping and then you would lose them in the house somewhere.
That is so
and
great.
Then next thing you would know, you would see a dead little frog somewhere in the house.
Yep. Is there a more kind of fascinating evolution of an animal than a tadpole into a frog?
It's fantastic.
Butterflies.
The butterfly. That's fair. Same
thing.
Same thing.
Yeah. Butterfly's pretty
That's
cool.
That's awesome.
Very cool. Yes. Hey, Crosstalk's brought to you by Club Hawthorne. And all the betting bars featuring the horse racing video slots and sports betting throughout Chicagoland. So Waddle and Sylvie are on remote today. Mike and Denise's fun place. I've been out there before, out in Yorkville. They're with Miller Lite, so go see them on this.
Packed.
Oh, Feel Good Friday, baby. The weather's beautiful.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
What a weekend it's going to be, right, boys?
Can I paint you a picture? We got a guy at the bar right now. It looks like he's got a beer. He's got the throwback Waddle jersey
at
the
bar.
Right,
he's got a beer.
I got a guy in the 1983 White Sox jersey in the front row over here. And then the guy next to him is showing me he's doing a little jersey flex. Well, who's on the back of your White Sox jersey?
It's Benintendi.
Is that Moncada?
That's where he's at.
Yeah.
And then we
good one, Peg. Well done.
Very good.
Yeah.
We've got a guy in the back with a JD shirt, sporting his JD shirt.
Dude, you guys are rocking it.
A Taylor Swift concert T-shirt in the building.
Really?
Not a single one. No.
None?
Nope, we're all content not being anywhere close to that facility down there.
Tonight. I have one extra large for sale.
Do you?
Yes. Pass. My daughter got an extra T-shirt. Well, he said he was a triple XL.
Yeah, come on,
this
XL.
Is just an XL. I mean,
is the good kid going tonight?
No, he's not going this weekend.
No, he was trying to buy my daughter's tickets yesterday.
So he could sell it. He was trying to buy them so he could sell them for even more.
Yeah,
that's why
probably.
He was trying to buy. Of course.
Yeah. So that he could pay tuition.
100%.
I know.
The good kid doesn't mess around.
I saw what he was trying to do.
Is your daughter, like, over the moon?
Oh, my gosh.
About tonight's concert?
She's going tomorrow night.
Oh, tomorrow night. Okay.
She's beyond herself.
Everybody's going.
It's crazy. Yeah. When we got the tickets, we got through on the phone lines. It took about half hour. Or the phone lines, the computer. It took about half hour. And we had a couple of devices going. And so we bought the maximum, which was 6 tickets.
At, wow.
And they were $250 a piece.
That's a good investment.
Fantastic. Right?
Yes.
So we gave 2 to a very, very good friend who gave it to his daughter and granddaughter. And my daughter was able to keep the other 4.
Where are they? Do you know?
They're on the left corner facing the stage. Okay. So they're facing the stage. But, yeah, I mean, now I couldn't get a hotel room. For the life of me. And she's not going to get out of there until 1 in the morning, so I don't want her leaving then. And so I'm staying, like, way north, and it's ridiculous how much the hotels were.
I saw this, Peggy. So Sunday morning, I am going down to the Lurie Cancer Survivor Walk in Grant Park.
Nice. Good.
So it's at 9 in the morning. So because my wife is working all weekend at the shows, we wanted to stay downtown Saturday night into Sunday so that way we didn't have to go take the Kennedy and get up super early. So I looked a few weeks ago at hotels and not putting 2 and 2 together saying, hey, it's a Taylor Swift concert. Every hotel room on the Bonvoy app, all the Marriott properties,
Westin
properties.
That's what I looked at. Yep.
$1,700 a night for hotel rooms.
Yes.
Yes, Carm.
What do we call that pricing? What kind of
price gouging?
And
it's dynamic pricing.
Dynamic price gouging.
Some hotels, when you called, if you did not do the Bonvoy app, they said it was a 3-night minimum.
Yeah.
I was like, are you crazy?
It's the Super Bowl.
Wow. And it's also James Beard Awards on Monday. So it's a big weekend in Chicago.
It really is wild.
How do you guys think that Soldier Field will handle it?
Terribly.
It's true.
It might crumble.
Next question.
It might crumble.
There's your answer,
Tommy. The walls might crumble. You're going to be able to see the light show probably from Guaranteed Rate Field.
Sylvie said earlier, we were just talking off the air, it's like the Super Bowl 3 consecutive nights.
It is. Yes. It's going to be crazy.
Yes.
It is.
I don't think the Swifties know what they're in for. I think Bears fans know, and
yes.
I think this is going to be more people during a busier weekend in the heart of the summer, in the heart of construction season. I saw, I think it was last week, out at Tinley, and Tinley's used to handling crowds that, like, people going to the Janet Jackson show got stuck in traffic.
Oh, they did? That's right.
Yes. So I'm just saying, people want to be a part of this, Peggy, and we talked about this in Crosstalk yesterday where Soldier has already posted, if you don't have tickets, stay away. But you could post that all you want.
Yep.
People want to be around. People are going to come down to see if they could hear the show.
It's like the Deer District in Milwaukee when they would stay outside of Bucks games, playoff games.
Yeah. I think there are going to be way more people than that place can hold. We know getting in and out of Soldier is a nightmare to begin with. Going into a summer weekend, I caution Swifties, go early.
Very early.
Well,
I mean, Sylvie's right. This is going to be a you-know-what show.
Yeah.
And getting in on the Kennedy, can you imagine, like, in an hour what it's going to be like on the Kennedy?
No, I can't.
You were asking yesterday about when my daughter went and bought her merch yesterday to get ahead of the game. I asked her, I said, were you able to get this anywhere online? Because Mark Silverman was, suggesting, can't you just get it online? And she said, well, yeah, you can find it online. But the sweatshirt that she got yesterday for $85 it's the gray one. You can barely see the print.
Does it wash itself?
And online is over $350.
I don't understand that. I just don't get it.
Stop.
Yeah. So that's why it was worth it for her to buy a $6, use her $6, you know, train pass.
And with that in mind, Peg, let's how many people will be in the building tonight?
60,000.
Okay, so like maybe that's what it holds for a football game.
Yeah.
Will it hold more than that?
Probably,
well,
yeah, because floor of the infield.
Seats. So what do you want to say 60,000? Let's say 60,000. What's the average ticket? I think we did this a couple of days ago.
Well, 250 if you bought it.
Was that the average?
I think that was about average.
I'm saying overall, when you factor in all of the price gouging and all of it, the average ticket will come to about what price?
Oh,
because
boy.
Not everyone
even
got it.
You're talking in second and third hand price.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Oh, wow.
Maybe 500?
Maybe grand. More.
Okay, so even.
Just go a grand for the sake of this.
Okay.
Even just to be conservative.
Even for $1,000, it's $60 million worth of ticket sales.
Right.
And I can guarantee you that at the end of the day, there was more money that exchanged hands than $60,000. When you factor in all the other different ways to sell and resell, there was somebody telling us, what was it on Monday, whenever we were at Tuesday, that somebody was buying tickets for $10,000 a piece.
Jeez.
Like on the field.
That's crazy.
Wow.
It is.
You buy a car for
the
ticket cost.
What's her next move? Can she do like one of these even bigger concerts than stadium shows? One of these big field shows?
This is what she should do. You know, down in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, there's Dolly World. You go Swifty World, and she builds a 60,000-seat arena, and she plays every weekend.
Yeah.
And she gets to keep all of it because she owns the facility.
That's
she's going to be like
Grand
an
Ole
NFL
Swifty.
Owner.
Yeah.
It'll Grand be the Grand Ole Swifty.
There's got to be like
the
some.
Grand Ole
That's
she's got to say to herself, there's a better way I can do this where I could control more of this.
Sure.
And not gouge my fans either.
Yeah, I wonder how the artist feels about that. Yeah. Like that people are paying what they're paying to get in and see her.
And I know she can't control it. I'm not blaming her. Don't get me wrong.
No, I know.
But a lot of these kids are like, think about the money that they're spending to go see her.
Wild.
Well, listen, people are spending the same amount of money on travel sports programs for their kids who are never going to go play, you know, professional sports.
Tell me about it.
So, I'm not blaming her.
You know, I mean, parents are stupid. We're stupid.
Well, you get more out of the travel sports, though, than you get out of going to a
Taylor. Oh, come
on.
Really?
Well, sure.
Really?
Listen,
I'm not sure about that.
Oh, yes.
There was a time when my girls were all playing and they were all traveling. It was the travel. I'm just being real here. It was $30,000 a year in travel experience.
Yes. That's what I'm talking about.
I had three daughters all playing.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But
not for a singular.
No, not for a single.
No.
You scared the hell out of me.
No, in total.
Yeah.
Like the travel cost was almost $30,000.
Yeah.
That's insane.
I mean, whether you're at a gymnastics club, a volleyball club, a travel baseball team, travel basketball. I mean, it's
crazy.
It is crazy. So
but I think there's some.
We're spending that kind of money.
I still think there's some value in that because.
Of course.
You know, kids can learn about teamwork and about competing. Yeah. I mean, there's good things that come out of it.
It's a business decision for a lot of people as well because it is a good path if, in fact, your kid is good enough to earn a scholarship.
That's
if
true.
Can.
But
so
that is so. But that is.
Oh yeah, that's
minute.
Not why I do it. I don't have my son in travel baseball.
I get it,
right?
But I'm just saying, at the highest level of travel sports, that's the goal for most people.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
That's the goal for, I would think, most parents that put their kids in travel sports are thinking, well,
that is not my goal. My son plays travel baseball, and my goal is not.
I've talked to many people.
That's craziness.
That, you know, they're like, hey, you know, my kid's pretty good.
Oh, that's crazy.
And they start thinking about college.
That's crazy.
You know, when they're 10 years old.
My goal is to be good house league players and have memories from Little League forever. Like, that is...
Well, we do both. You're right, Sylvie.
Yeah,
like,
well, no, and if they want to play travel, it's great. But, like, what I you can never take away my Little League experience and the friends that I still have.
Yep.
Like, my guys, Jason and JJ. Well, JJ's a coach now. Jason is my weed connoisseur. And yeah, like these are well-rounded guys.
You could just call him your dealer.
Was he the one picking the dandelions and looking at the leaves and kind of like breaking it down?
In a pack of smokes rolled up in his shirt when he was a kid.
Good athletes. And Peggy, they text me during the show because they're listening. We go back 40 years.
Yeah. Wow.
And we talk about Little League. We some of these guys, Brian Rubin, who now his son plays against my son, and we're standing at the park the other day, and we grew up playing Little League together. And you know what travel was for us? At the end of the year, we got to go play in a tournament in Mundelein.
There you go. Right. You know, that's travel.
That was our travel.
Yeah.
Like, exactly.
But the memories that we had and the friendships that we grew up just playing in Skokie.
Listen, one of my most prized possessions is a baseball from the East. We were the East Lake Bears or something, whatever it was. It was a two-hit shutout that I threw. I think it was 11 years old.
Look at you, dude.
It sits on my desk like it's the most prominent thing I have. It's from Little League Baseball. My favorite experiences in sports of all, from top to bottom, were my high school years, which was just kind of an extension of Little League.
Yes.
I had the most fun because the further along you go, it's actually a job.
And you played in the NFL.
That's about my point. Yeah. My favorite experiences were all high school related. High school baseball, high school football, high school everything. Like, I enjoyed it all, but my favorite memories are from high school. And again, like I said, it was just an extension of Little League sports.
There's no substitute for Little League.
I agree with you guys.
My son does both. Everybody in our town, most of the kids that play baseball that are good, they do both. Like, nobody sacrifices Little League just for travel. Because I think Sylvie makes a great, especially, you know, I live in kind of a small town, you know, and the boys all sort of have grown up together, know each other. They all play Little League.
I am not disagreeing at all. I remember the hardest thing for me to do when I moved out of my parents' house was what to do with the boxes of trophies that I had. I mean, you're like, what do I do with these? What do I do with these?
All the trophies.
That's a humble brag.
That is a little humble brag.
What am I going to do with all my trophies?
What am I going to do with all my hardware?
I don't have all the space.
Well, you guys got the kids who got a trophy for everything. I earned my trophies, okay? I'm just going to say.
Wow, Peg.
I was a cherry-picking basketball player on the Northwest side. All right?
Peg, the question is, would all of your all-city team,
all right?
Would all of your trophies fit into one storage unit?
No, gosh, it would be hard, Tommy. It'd be hard. It would really.
Love it. That's great. We're going to have a trophy off. On Monday, I want to see pictures of everybody's trophy collection.
I think Waddle might have the most trophies.
I don't. I do not.
You think?
Tommy. It's not true.
When did you get rid of all yours from your youth?
I don't think I got rid of them. I just don't think. I'll be honest with you. I wasn't the MVP of a lot of stuff.
Oh, BS.
I'm just telling you.
BS.
No, you don't have to be the MVP. You just get finishing first and second and third.
If you want it, you're picking that scab right now. We lost. We were the number one team in the nation my senior year for 13 weeks and lost in the first round of the postseason.
Oh.
So, like, I don't want
to
go there.
To who?
To Centerville, Ohio.
Oh. Who was on that team?
Kirk Herbstreit was a freshman.
Wow, that's, that
explains it. Number one team in the nation for 13 weeks as you looked in the USA Today.
Wow.
Can you imagine seeing your name?
Tom Brown, pretty cool.
Senior from Moeller High School with five catches for, back then it wasn't just for 5 yards a catch.
128.
Five catches for 125 and a touchdown as Moeller wins again. They're the number one team in the country.
See, there's a little humble brag for you.
First playoff game in the first round.
Oh, gosh.
Right. I had to go see somebody about that.
I still remember we were number one in the Girls Catholic Athletic Conference, Resurrection High School. We were the first seed and we lost to the eighth seed, Mother McCauley.
You're like the Heat in the Bucks.
Basketball. Yeah. It was shocking.
That's a rivalry right there, Resurrection and Mother McCauley.
Yes, I just had a blockage. I could not make a layup.
Really?
I just had one of those. I know. It's
shocking.
Still, to this day.
Carm, our loss to Centerville.
Turn into Mark Wohlers.
Our loss to Centerville in the first round of the playoffs
was like the Boston Bruins
having the year that they had
and
getting bounced in the first round.
That happens way too often in the NHL these days with the President's Trophy.
Heartbreaking. I get cried for 3 months.
It's well, Waddle's stuffing kids in the locker days had to stop after they lost.
Waddle would never stuff a kid.
Oh, he used to. He used to carry a book around with the USA Today over it with the rankings, and then he would take one hand and he would stuff one of the kid who looked like me. He'd stuff him in the locker.
Not Waddle. I don't think.
Don't believe in that crap.
I don't either. That's not Waddle.
First of all, I was 5'10" and 165 pounds. Who am I stuffing in a locker?
Nobody. Well, maybe if somebody's Sylvie's size, I guess you might have.
Yeah, it was 5'6", 115.
And chirping like a little rat.
Yeah. Chirping. Yeah. I love it.
We did dress-up day at Res. We would pick on the freshmen. Like, oh, it's dress-up day, and then you lift their skirts up.
Oh, real nice, Peggy. I mean, is it any wonder? I mean...
And you frown on unhinged. And then you
does
tell
she
us
really?
This.
Oh,
does
Tommy, I listened on my way driving to Wisconsin. I nearly veered off the road. I just can't see you guys in some of the discussions that you are talking about. I don't want to see you guys in that light.
Well,
I don't want to see you in that light.
Yeah, I mean.
I'm not sure I can listen to another one.
Come on, you
She's
have to.
She's telling us about flashing people at Resurrection High School.
What is that?
Be
so
careful
what?
Of it's falling off that high horse of yours. You may get hurt.
Oh, listen to you. Come on, Tommy. It's not about being on a high horse. You've heard me. Listen, I grew up in locker rooms. All right?
Every show is unhinged for you.
She had to get dumped earlier.
I did get dumped today.
Unbelievable. Right.
It's called How Many Times Can You Make Dion Blush?
Actually, that is kind of fun. That is the subtitle of our show.
It's every Saturday for crying.
Peggy and Dion
I wanna hear,
make
you know what
Dion
I
Blush.
Hear? I want to have Peggy and Dion go into the lab and do an unhinged.
Oh, she would never do it.
She's never doing it.
She would never do it.
There's
I
no
could
way
try,
no
and
way.
I could try, and I could try, and she would never do it.
No chance.
Can you imagine a Dion and Tracy Butler doing an unhinged?
No.
Never.
Oh, shucks, golly.
Never.
I
mean,
it'd be like they talk. The most controversial thing would be like how they burnt a batch of cookies they were trying to make. Like, that'd be the most controversial thing that came out of it.
And I burnt my finger, and
you
I
know,
said,
can you believe
shucks.
I burnt the bottom of the cookies?
Yeah, I
burnt
had.
My
so
finger. Did, it have to be in, I had. Did they have to be in the kitchen? Carm?
I said, all right, Peggy. I mean,
I had 3 Mountain Dews, and I thought I was going to lose my stuff. You know,
you're going to lose your Tommy.
What did I said my stuff.
There goes Tommy again. Hot dog smothered in underwear.
Oh,
be careful.
Oh my gosh.
All right, what's on the show, boys?
Even one of the servers stopped and had to look at Waddle. You should have just saw. She stopped in her tracks. She was on her way to the bar.
She's like, what did this guy just lose? All right, what's up on the show, boys?
Did you guys see? Have you seen this news in the Daily Herald?
We talked about it going into
it's your hometown.
Crosstalk. But this is just posturing, right?
This is negotiations with Arlington Heights saying, hey, we want to pay a lower tax rate in Arlington Heights. And if you guys don't lower your demands, we're taking meetings elsewhere.
That's all it is.
Well, it's Cook County. It's Cook County.
And we will tell you the latest. The Bears have released a statement that they have now, and this is a change of tune, they are now not singular focused on just Arlington Heights.
Wow. Has the demolition, the indoor demolition stopped?
And I mean, they're going to start demolishing the grandstand. They paid about $200 million for it. They'll never sell it for that much.
Right.
I got news for you. They're building in Arlington Heights, but this is total negotiation.
Yeah. It's a good move by Kevin
Warren.
Don't want to pay the high tax.
And it's totally accurate. I think it all makes sense. He knows what he's doing.
Yes, and I think it goes in well with, too. Like, I think this weekend with Taylor Swift is going to open up non-sports fans' eyes on how bad of an experience Soldier can be.
Oh, yeah.
With just the amenities, the parking, and everything else.
Don't forget all the thousands of fans that are going to be flooding the city for Sox Tigers too on the south side. So be prepared.
It's a big one, Carm. Look, right back in the race.
It's a big one, sure.
So and Jed Hoyer. Jed missed this yesterday, and look, Jed doesn't usually do that. And
he didn't want to talk to Jesse.
I don't blame him.
Really?
What you want about Jed, but in typical fashion, he missed us. And he's like, my bad. What time today? And so 3:15 today.
All right.
Jed Hoyer. Jeff Van Gundy at 5. Jeff does one game of the NBA Finals. He's like, hey, I got to talk to my guys, Waddle and Sylvie.
Of course.
5 o'clock for Jeff Van Gundy today.
Very good. Excellent.
And remember, Mike and Denise's, we're out in Yorkville. We've got a great crowd out here. Come on out. We've got White Sox tickets, and Carm, you should see the tailgate package we've got.
Nice.
We've got a White Sox Miller Lite cooler and two tailgate chairs to go with that well that we're going to raffle off here in the 5 o'clock hour.
Sounds good, boys.
White Sox winner.
Have a good show. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Have a great weekend, guys.
Go see the guys in Yorkville. Mike and Denise's is fun. Grab a Miller Lite. If you're going to Taylor Swift, enjoy it. Call with some updates and reports on Monday when we're back. Peggy, thank you.
As always,
everybody have a great weekend. Waddle and Sylvie get you home next.
It's Miller time in Yorkville and Mike and Denise's. Celebrating the White Sox with a Waddle and Sylvie live broadcast on ESPN Chicago.
The home of the Chicago White Sox.
All right, we're out at Mike and Denise's in Yorkville. This is a great place. So if you're in the area, come on by. A lot of great people out here. We've got Sox tickets we're giving away. Got a lot of cool Miller Lite gear as well. I've got some tailgate items to give away. Did you see the cooler? Very cool cooler.
I did not see the cooler just yet. Is it filled with ice-cold Miller Lite?
And no, I think that's up to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Up to me or whoever wins it?
Whoever wins it.
Okay.
Yeah, or maybe you can be generous and fill it up with
Miller Lite. Wow, that is cool.
Isn't that?
That's awesome.
It's like in the shape of a Miller Lite can. It's got the Sox logo on it, and it's got the handle, like a luggage handle.
Yeah, you could pull that through the airport.
Wheel it around.
Yeah.
So, like,
they couldn't stop me from bringing beer in that, could they?
Where? In the airport?
Into the airplane? Are you allowed to bring
booze? You can't get that through TSA because it's 3 ounces, you know? you can't have
it. Good point.
You can't put anything with things with more than 3 ounces.
That's true.
But you can...
You can take that to a ball game.
Yes, that's what it's for. It's like going to Taylor Swift and tailgating.
Nice.
Or to a White Sox game and tailgating.
Awesome.
To a Bears game and tailgating.
By the way, that would be a perfect item also in your man cave.
Sure.
I think it would be.
Yeah, absolutely. And I believe it comes with two tailgate chairs. So we've got raffle tickets for everyone who's here. We'll enter with a raffle ticket. So if you're already here and you haven't gotten a raffle ticket, make sure you come up to the ESPN 1000 desk right here with our street team, our Nissan Titan street team. Get a raffle ticket. If you're in the area, we're here till 6. And you can win either those White Sox tickets or that great Miller Lite tailgate package.
And then we got to get out of here quickly because we're going to the Taylor Swift concert tonight, you and I.
Well, if we left here, what time do you think we would get there at?
9:15?
Probably. Remember when you tried to get to a Bears game? This would take double that time.
No doubt. No doubt. I'm so glad I'm far away from what will take place at Soldier Field tonight. I hope everyone enjoys themselves.
Yes.
I wish everyone happiness and good health, and I hope everything goes smoothly, but I don't want to be there.
I wish everybody happiness and good health.
Oh, there'll be some crying. There'll be some crying down there,
no doubt. I said this is, and I think I told you this back in 2018 when I went there. The anniversary was yesterday of my Taylor Swift. My Taylor Swift anniversary was yesterday.
You've been a Swiftie ever since.
My 5-year Swiftie anniversary was yesterday. That the not only is she a fantastic entertainer and performer, but two of the greatest things about going to a Taylor Swift concert for people like us. The bathroom lines are shorter. Think about it.
Because there's not as many guys going?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the beer lines are way shorter.
Because all the kids that brought alcohol snuck it in.
Well, most of the people don't drink. Most of the,
some of the kids have sneaked their own.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of the, like, 13, 14-year-olds. Like, wherever we wanted, there was no line for beer, for margaritas, for wherever. It was, for an adult male, it was a dream come true.
On a lot of fronts.
I mean, with booze and bathrooms.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one of the issues at Soldier.
For the first time, I think, ever, there is a crazy concert environment on display on the lakefront, and none of the Waddles will be there.
Wow.
The girls. So I don't have to worry about lost phones. I don't have to worry about lost credit cards and IDs.
You should do a top five list tips for parents who are dropping their kids off at the concert later in the show?
Don't drop them off. Don't take them.
Secure the children.
Secure the children.
Secure the children.
First of all, it's probably costing you about $2,000 to send them there. Next thing you know, they're going to be lost.
Don't say that.
I'm just saying.
A lot of people are dropping the children off.
Really?
Yeah.
You're dropping your children off?
Well, I mean, if they're of a certain age.
Well,
not if they're seven.
What age would you feel comfortable dropping kids off?
I think any high school-aged child is being dropped off.
16 and older?
14 and older. Am I going too low?
14 years old for a Swiftie concert at Soldier Field?
When I was a child, I started to go to Cubs games on my own at the age of 13 with a friend.
Your parents bought you nunchucks at the age of 7.
They did not. I was not a weapon. I was not a weapon kid.
Yeah, I mean, like, they let you do stuff that they wouldn't let you do today.
I took public transportation to the Cubs game alone with my friends.
How old?
13.
You're going to drop Mason
Eighth
off
grade.
At 13 to go downtown?
Not sure.
Oh, okay. Right. This is my point.
4 years to think about it.
Yeah, all right. And I'm sure it'll be even better 4 years from now.
I got 4 years to rack my brain on that one.
Okay, good luck.
Multiple newspapers have this report now. I saw it first in the Daily Herald. The Tribune has it now via the Naperville Sun. The Bears have released an official statement with Scott Hagel quoted in here that the Bears have met with the mayor of Naperville. And the big headline is Arlington Heights is no longer their singular focus. Let me give you the details, and then you can give me your opinion, and I think our opinions are both the same. A Chicago Bears officials met with Naperville Mayor Scott Wehrle Friday. What is it?
Wehrle.
Yeah. Scott Wehrle.
Remember Roger Wehrle was a wide receiver for the Cardinals
back
in like the 60s. Same name, same spelling.
Scott Wehrle Friday morning to discuss the possibility of abandoning their plan for a new stadium development in Arlington Heights in favor of building it in Naperville. Plans to build the largest single development project in Illinois history are at risk in Arlington Heights, the Bears said in a statement they released Friday in conjunction with their meeting. The Cook County Assessor's property assessment of the former horse track, which is five times the 2021 tax value and three times higher than the recent assessment settlement for the Churchill Downs racetrack in Kentucky, fails to reflect that the property is not operational and not commercially viable in its current state, the statement said. And this is the key quote from the Bears. Quote, we will continue the ongoing demolition activity and work toward a path forward in Arlington Heights, but it is no longer our singular focus, team officials wrote. It is our responsibility to listen to other municipalities in Chicagoland about potential locations that can deliver on this transformational opportunity for our fans, our club, and the state of Illinois.
My first thought is we got on the city of Chicago for sitting on their hands. If Naperville really wanted to do this, why didn't they present this to the Chicago Bears earlier? This, to me, sounds like a very choreographed negotiation, which I don't blame the Bears for, to try to get the inflated tax rate down that they were just handed by the city or the village of Arlington.
We should try and get Mayor Wehrle on to ask him that. And this article says those uncertainties led Naperville Mayor Wehrle to send a May 24th letter to Bears President and CEO Kevin Warren, in which he acknowledged the team's commitment to developing and operating its own stadium, which is essential for on-field success and pursuing championships. Quote, I would like to formally introduce you to our community, to your organization, as you consider or reassess your planned relocation, wrote the new Naperville mayor. So I guess he's a new mayor, who was elected this spring and took office a month ago. So that would explain a little bit there.
Where's it going to go?
And I've got that here. Wehrle told Warren several available or to-be-available sites may fit the characteristics the organization is looking for in a future home. Where those locations are has not been disclosed, but one site large enough for a development is former BP campus at Washington Street and Deal Road, located along the Interstate 88 corridor. So it would have.
I know what that is.
It would be. It would be easily accessible from I-88's Naperville Road and Winfield Road exits.
It's got like this little pond, and then it's got. Yeah, I mean, I know where it's at. I mean, the accessibility probably would be fine. Look, again, I think that the 98% of me believes this is the Bears doing the right thing, listening to people, but looking for a way to improve the tax situation that was dumped on them, which they weren't expecting.
I remember reading the Tribune article early in the week, and I'm not an expert on taxes by any means. Like, you would know way more about this than me. I read something that the Bears are trying to negotiate with, whether it's Cook County or right now they're directly supposedly negotiating with the Arlington Heights School District that this would affect, that would make the money. Because what would happen is they want this lower tax. They want to pay lower taxes.
Sure.
And if they would dispute it through the courts and they would win, the school district would have to then pay a huge refund to the Bears, which would be a terrible look, and it would be something that the school district wouldn't be able to pay back. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, so they want to avoid, the school district wants to avoid that, and it's something that the Bears want to avoid.
Yeah,
so they're trying to negotiate the right tax revenue. And right now, they're super far apart. So
yeah, I don't
because
know
of that, they're probably now reaching out to other places, including Naperville.
I don't know the exact details of it as well, but like I understand the Bears' perspective. It's a non-functional piece of land at this point. And owning land versus owning land with a functioning business on it would put you at a different tax liability for sure. And I'm thinking that the Bears are probably saying, look, you're taxing us as if the building or the facility was already in place, and it's not. So all you can really tax us on, or should tax us on, is the parcel of land because there's no functioning business on it at this particular time. So my guess is at some point they'll come to a settlement that there will, you know, that there will be a compromise. And plans will continue at Arlington Heights. But look, I don't blame the Bears, nor do I blame Naperville for what they're doing. I just find it very, very, very unlikely that that would ever materialize into something viable.
I agree. I believe that the Bears for decades have wanted to build a stadium in Arlington Heights.
Yes.
Papa Bear wanted it in Arlington Heights. They own it already. They have invested millions of dollars already in Arlington Heights. But I will give you something from Kevin Warren's history that could suggest it's not just negotiations, and I will share that story with you. Coming up next, we're live at Mike and Denise's in Yorkville. It's all brought to you by Miller Lite. It's Waddle and Sylvie.
Are you with us at Mike and Denise's in Yorkville? Yes, it is indeed Miller time.
Miller time.
You can watch the show on Twitch.tv or the Twitch app. Or keep listening to the ESPN Chicago Triple Play.
AM, FM, and app.
Having a blast here at Mike and Denise's. There's plenty of room for you. Come on out.
Can I give a shout out?
Yeah.
It's a Friday shout out. This is from Eric Bourne. I believe he's the one in the back with the JD shirt on. He sent us a tweet that says, FYI, Yorkville girls softball playing in the sectional championship today at 4. Maybe worth a shout-out and a good luck. So a shout-out to the Yorkville girls softball team playing in the sectional championship today at 4 o'clock.
That's what we are, right?
We're your home for shout-outs.
This is our stadium today. We built a temporary stadium in Yorkville.
Got that right.
So good luck to Yorkville. I believe Cosmo was from Yorkville.
Really?
Yes. I got him at a farm in Yorkville back in 2000.
Did you come down here to get him?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. We picked him out, and then we came back to pick because he was too young originally when we picked him out.
Yeah.
And then we came back, and then we picked him up. So
that's
back in the day.
I saved a chipmunk today.
Oh, did you?
Yes. You know how I save animals at my house? Birds fly into windows, and I put them in shoe boxes so they can collect themselves. It doesn't always work. Sometimes they expire, but other times they kind of
come to.
Chipmunk swimming in my pool was going under and was trying to – he was paddling his little – what did he have? Paws? Do the chipmunks have paws? Whatever they are. He kept going under. I don't know how long he had been doing this.
Did you get the net out?
I netted him out and put him on the ground. And he was shivering and shaking and tried to walk and was falling over. So I just kind of let him be for like 10 or 15 minutes. And I would come out of the house and check him every so often to make sure like a bird didn't swoop in and get him. So I went upstairs to work out. I came downstairs about a half hour later and he was gone. So he was safe.
How do you know a falcon didn't come down?
There's no falcons in my neighborhood.
Did you hear about Did you hear about the falcon on Wacker?
No.
There's a falcon on like the seventh floor in the Loop.
Oh boy.
A couple of falcons. It's a family of falcons, and they've got baby falcons. They've built a nest.
Oh, they're protecting.
And they're coming down, and they whenever they feel like the nest is in danger from a pedestrian, they'll swoop down and they'll claw the heads of a passing by pedestrian.
It's not good.
No.
That's not good.
No, and like they're protected. So you can't move the nest.
Yeah. So just wear a helmet when you walk
by. That is great though. I mean, like you are someone who cares about every species.
I do. I saved a chipmunk today. And by the way, if it's the same damn chipmunk, it's burrowed a little hole into the side of my patio.
Yeah.
And I've been complaining about it. In fact, I closed off its entry with a brick. Next thing you know, he's swimming in my pool, hanging out, needed a little bit of help. So instead of actually letting him expire because he was causing trouble, I saved him.
Chipmunk down.
Yeah, we had a chipmunk down today.
Next hour, we're going to discuss Jay and the bear.
Oh, yeah, that didn't go as well for the bear as it did the chipmunk.
Who's to say, Waddle, that you weren't the cause for it in the pool? Since you blocked off its home, it was disoriented and fell in the pool.
That's a fair point, but that's a negative way to look at it.
I mean, we're talking about falcons swooping it in. So.
Yeah, well, I mean, go to a different section of the yard to do your thing. Jumping in the pool to do what?
It's disoriented. It was looking for its home, and you took it away.
It's not disoriented.
Yeah, it sure sounded
by
like
the way,
it.
By the way, the brick, he had found a way to scratch the little pebbles out of the way. So he could have gotten back in had he not found his way into my pool.
Well, hopefully he's home and safe now.
Eric putting a whole new spin on this.
Absolutely.
So the part that I wanted to bring up about this, while I agree that this is a total negotiation thing and they want to be in Arlington Heights, they own in Arlington Heights, they're demolishing in Arlington Heights, it's got everything that they want.
They paid $197 million for the facility.
Right. They've invested lots in Arlington Heights. Kevin Warren, remember, if you follow history, we had the person that Mayor Lightfoot at the time was using who helped build the stadium in Minnesota when they were using the plans for Chicago. Now, this isn't for Chicago, but he did explain to us that the Minnesota Vikings, under the leadership of Kevin Warren, who built the stadium, who is in charge of building the stadium for the Vikings, they originally had a plan first with one of the suburbs in the Minnesota area. It wasn't in downtown Minneapolis. And they did call an audible, called that off, and then they came back downtown. So who's to say that maybe Kevin Warren doesn't call another audible and they go from Arlington Heights to Naperville? He may say in the past that happened to my other team where the first destination didn't work out for the best. The second place could be for the best. I'm not saying that's going to happen. I'm just telling you what the history is to keep your mind open. But if I was a betting man, I'd bet every penny that they end up in Arlington Heights.
His name was Bob Dunn, the architect.
Bob Dunn.
Developer. Who was
he was one of the architects of what's the stadium called in Minnesota again?
U.S. Bank Stadium.
U.S. Bank. Yeah.
Look, I think it's also, it's like you want to call my bluff? Okay. I've done this before. I mean, I think that Kevin Warren can use it and the Bears can use it in negotiation as well. again, they spent $197 million on this property. I don't believe, as Carmen said it in crosstalk with Peggy, I don't think you're going to find somebody to buy it from you at the same price that they purchased it from Churchill Downs. And I think that they're just using this as a negotiation to get the taxes down, which I think ultimately it probably will work and there will be a compromise. But look, I'm glad there were days gone
having
by.
Having leverage when, is yes, your best move.
Look, the Bears have never really done things in a manner in which we all raised our hands and said, oh, I like that. I really like what they're doing now. It just feels like things are being done differently. Oh, really? You want to do this? We're going to move out of Soldier Field. Oh, really? Arlington Heights? You're going to overtax us? Well, we've got somebody in Naperville. So, I mean, it just feels like this was one of the things that I was excited about with regard to the new direction of the franchise. You've got a new voice. You've got a new person. You got a new face in there, somebody that's got experience doing this. And it just, I feel more at ease and feel more comfortable with the direction that they're heading with someone like Kevin Warren, who's done this before.
All right, so that's the latest. If you're just getting into your car, the Bears did take a meeting. Kevin Warren himself did take a meeting today, I believe, was the meeting in Naperville. And they say now, remember, Kevin Warren originally, when he took the job, said, the only place we're focused on is Arlington Heights.
Right.
That now has changed publicly. For whatever it's worth, whether it's just a negotiation tactic, they are now saying publicly, Arlington Heights is no longer our singular focus. So that's where we sit with the Bears stadium issue. If you want to comment, 312-332-3776. Jed Hoyer is going to join us in 20 minutes. A lot to discuss with Jed Hoyer. The Cubs sit 7 below .500. We had a poll question on David Ross and his approval rating. I don't know if you saw that, Waddle. I want you to guess what the final results of our poll question was. I'll share that with you coming up. Waddle also had an amazing last couple of days doing something that he just loved, visiting with people from his past. He'll share some of that experience next. We're live at Mike and Denise's in Yorkville. It's brought to you by Miller Lite.